Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and to understanding the whole Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. And when you do, you will find that there's a unity of Scripture between the Old and New Testament, and that you need all of the Bible properly understood in order to understand about true Christianity. See, there are so many counterfeits out there. There are so many other religions of Baal, if I could put it that way. And Baal is the sun god. And guess which day is his day? Sunday. Now, do you suppose that Orthodox Christianity has been subverted and deceived and taken over by those who worship Satan the devil? Oh, don't say that. Well, really? Do you know the way of God as compared to the way of the world? Do you know the way of truth as compared to the way of religion? Do you understand the problems that the people in the Old Testament had when they forsook the true God and went after Baal and Ashtaroth? If you don't understand that, then you need to download the book, The Two Babylons, by Alexander Hislop, and also to help you understand who we are as a people, and what this nation is as it stands before God. You need to also download the book, Judah's Scepter, Joseph's Birthright. And that will help you understand who we really are. And why is it that this nation, when it was founded, invited God into their constitution? Whenever you invite God in, he will come. But when you do, it becomes part of a covenant between you and God. And so understanding that will help you understand why we are going through so many problems today. And these problems are spiritual problems. They're not political problems. Because God is the one who judges all the nations. And right now, the heavy hand of God's judgment is upon us because of our sins. Just like it was upon the children of Israel, as we saw back in 1 Kings 18 on our previous segment, and how that Elijah came to bring the children of Israel to the knowledge as to who was the true God. Much like today, everybody has an opinion. They believe this, they believe that, they believe the other thing. But the question is, do you believe God, the true God, the God of the Bible, and his son, Jesus Christ, the true Jesus, not the effeminate, misled, mischaracterized Jesus of this world. So Elijah the prophet confronted all the children of Israel and said, how long do you jump back and forth or vacillate between one opinion and the other? If Baal be God, serve him. If God be God, serve him. So we saw what the priest of Baal did, almost all day trying to get Baal to answer. But since Baal is really not a god, he couldn't answer. And so Elijah said then, all right, now I'm going to offer an offering. Let's pick it up here in verse 30. And Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. And all the people came near him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been thrown down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob to whom the word of the Lord came, Israel shall be your name. And he built an altar in the name of the Lord and made a trench around the altar big enough to contain 2 measures of seed. So he arranged the wood, cut the bullock in pieces, placed it on the wood, and said, fill 4 jars with water and pour on the burnt offering and on the wood. And then he said, do it the second time. And then he said, do it the third time. And so the water was running down all over everything, filled the trench with water. Now, mind you, this was a time after 3.5 years of drought. And water was very precious. Now let's see what Elijah did. Let's see the simplicity of the Lord. You know, all the priests of Baal had to shout and yell and scream and cut themselves and blood gushing everywhere. And of course, Baal didn't answer because Baal is not a god. Figment of the imagination. The personage behind Baal is Satan the devil, and the one who championed that, as we saw, was Nimrod. So here's this same religion carried right on down. Let's listen to Elijah's prayer, a prayer of faith, a prayer of truth, and it wasn't a long prayer. Listen, the prophets of Baal had all day. Now it came to pass at the time of the offering of the oblation, Elijah the prophet came near and said, now let's time this, okay? Let's see how effectual this prayer was. He said, Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their heart back again. Now that prayer was about 28 seconds. Not very long. But notice how God responded, because the challenge was, if Baal be God, serve him. If the Lord be God, serve him. And the one who's offering that fire comes down from heaven and consumes it, that is the one who is God. So notice what happened. Verse 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the burnt sacrifice, the wood, the stones, the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is God. Are you willing to do the same thing? Give up your opinion and prove from the Bible who the true God is, what the true worship of God is, what the true commandments of God are, what the true day of worship is, what the true holy days are. Notice what Elijah said. And he said to them, take the prophets of Baal, do not let one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kidron and killed them there. Executed. Now stop and think just a minute. Someone is surely going to say, well, now that's mean and nasty. Well, the wages of sin is death, isn't it? Yes, it is. And didn't these prophets lead the children of Israel away from God to forsake him and reject his word? Yes, indeed. How serious is that? They were worthy of death because God made sure that they were executed. Now let's look and see. Even that didn't last very long. Let's come here to 2 Kings 17. They didn't return to God. All they said, the Lord, he is God, for a few minutes, maybe a few days. Let's see what the children of Israel did and what God finally had to do to them. And know for sure that God's going to do the same thing today. Let's read it. Verse 7. Now it came to pass, because the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the nations whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel, and of whom the kings of Israel, which the nations had made. Now the children of Israel secretly did the things that were not right against the Lord their God. They built high places in all their cities for them, from the watchtower to the fortified city. They set up images and groves for themselves in every high hill and under every green tree. Every one did what was right in his own eyes. And after all, you have to be broad-minded and tolerant. After all, you have to respect the opinion of everyone. After all, these are sincere people, correct? Well, same thing today. Look at what's happening in this nation. Look what's happening with religion. And all of this is background to the coming one world religion, because Satan the devil, that ancient serpent who's deceiving the whole world, brings back the same thing over and over and over again. And it's called Babylon the Great. Let's see what else they did. Verse 11, and they burned incense in all the high places like the nations whom the Lord had removed from before them, and they practiced evil things to provoke the Lord to anger. Do we do that today? Do we have murder and adultery and fornication? And do we not have innocent lives destroyed right in their mother's wombs? Do we not desecrate the Sabbath of God and the holy days of God and keep pagan days? Are we not doing the things that provoke God to anger? What do you think God is going to do, since he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Why do you think we as a nation are coming to a very low ebb and we are in such trouble? Because through our modern Baalism, we've rejected the true God. Through having the Bible and excising out parts of the Bible that we don't agree with, we have thrown away the Word of God. We've cast it behind our backs. Now, do you think that the Lord God, who is the one who became Jesus Christ, is going to do any differently to us, the descendants of the children of Israel today, that he did to them back there? Can we learn from the lessons of the children of Israel? Yes, we can. But will we really? Or are we going to be jumping back and forth with opinions and let these things come upon us? Because they're coming. For they served the idols of which the Lord had said to them, you shall not do this thing. And the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets, by all the seers, saying, turn from your evil ways and keep my commandments and statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. Did they hear? Did they listen? Did they obey? Did they repent? What should we do today? You want God to love you? Do you want to love God? You want God to forgive you of your sins? Are you willing to repent and change and begin to walk in the way of the Lord? What is it that you're willing to do? What is your life? How is it going to be? Let's read on. Verse 14. Nevertheless, they would not hear, but hardened their necks like the neck of their fathers who did not believe in the Lord their God. There comes a point. God looks down upon every nation. God can look down upon every individual. God has the seven eyes right from his throne that go to and fro the earth in the earth, seeking those who are seeking God, and to help begin to open up their minds to understand the Word of God, you see. But if you're not willing to, and if you harden your heart, then you're going to pay the consequences, just like the children of Israel did here. Are we not already paying the consequences? Look at our nation. Look at our cities. Look at the things that are happening. Look at the things that are taking place. So this is why Church at Home, so that you in your own home can turn to God, can pray to God, can study the Bible, can keep the Sabbath, which is Saturday, from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. And you look at Saturday and you see, oh, well, look at all the activities on Saturday, football games and sports and sales. And, oh, Friday night, we got to have all of our parties and all of our drunkenness and all of our drugs and all of the illicit sex and everything that goes on Friday night. And all of those are satanic deceptions to desecrate the Sabbath and to keep people from knowing the true God. So we're doing the same thing the children of Israel did back here, as recorded in 2 Kings 17. Let's read it. They rejected his statutes and his covenant which he made with their fathers, and his warnings which he testified against them, and they went after vanity and became vain, and went after the nations around them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them not to do like them. We're doing that today. That's why the one world religion is coming into form. It's growing. The old ancient religion that these people followed, going clear back to Nimrod and clear back to Cain, Satan brings back as something new. But he must destroy every vestige of Christianity. And that's why Christianity is in a horrible, steep decline, because the hand of God's judgment is upon it. Now, we need to understand what's going on. God will be merciful if you repent. God will forgive your sins if you repent. God will be with you if you seek to love him and keep his commandments and turn from your way to his way. Now, the children of Israel did not do that. Let's read on. Verse 16. And they left all the commandments of the Lord their God and made molten images, two calves for themselves. They made a grove. They worshipped all the host of heaven and served Baal. They caused their sons and daughters to pass through the fire. They used divination and sorceries and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. What is God going to do to this nation? Are we not headed in the same direction? Do not all the other nations of the world hate us? And did not God say that that would be the punishment for forsaking him? Verse 18, so the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed him out of his sight, and not one was left, only the tribe of Judah by itself. And then Judah did the same thing. He sent them off into captivity in 721 to 718 B.C., off to Assyria. Now, where they went from there to become the descendants of the modern tribes of Israel today, you need the book that you can download free right on this website, Judah's Scepter, Joseph's Birthright. You need to understand that, and you'd also need to download the book, The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop, so you can understand that it's just a repeat of history today that is going on. Now let's come to the New Testament. Let's come to Acts, the 17th chapter, and let's see from there that the Apostle Paul encountered the very same thing when he was preaching, when he came to Athens. Because you see, all of these religions that started after the flood have carried down into all the nations. Now the names of the gods may be different, but the original names were Nimrod, Semiramis, and Tammuz. And when the languages were confused, then they called them by different names according to the different languages. But here in Acts 17, the Apostle Paul came to Athens. Now in Athens was Mars Hill. Mars Hill, where they had the Temple of Zeus. And they had it all decorated and ornated with their gods and everything. And the Temple of Zeus, the Temple of Athena, were absolutely incredible. Great monuments, sacrifices there, worship there. Oh, they had a great civil government. They had also philosophers whose chore or work was to talk about things. But you see, they were following the same gods that the children of Israel were following, whom God sent off into captivity. So the Apostle Paul comes there, Acts 17 and verse 16. But while Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he saw that the city was wholly given to idolatry, and his spirit was sorely moved within him. All this idolatry everywhere, an open pornography carved in stone, in statues and idols, and in facades in the front of the buildings, on every water pot, every wine pot, every utensil. It was an amazing thing. Verse 17, because of this, he reasoned earnestly in the synagogue with the Jews and those who worshiped there, and daily in the marketplace with those who met with him. So he was trying to teach them, and he was teaching them the truth concerning the true God and Jesus Christ, and what it is that we are to do, and how we are to be true Christians, and how we are to come out of the religions of this world, which are nothing more than Baalism and Ashtaroth. Verse 18, then some of the philosophers of the Epicureans and Stoics encountered him. Now, Epicureans were the ones, let's eat and drink and be merry, and let's enjoy life and anything goes. We have the same thing today? Hedonism today? Yes, indeed. Narcissism today? Yes, indeed. They had it back there, the Epicureans. Now, the opposite were the Stoics. They had to be religious, and they had to have rules with their pagan gods that they lived by, and they had to harshly treat their bodies and everything like that. So they came, and they wanted to know what the Apostle Paul would have to say, because they looked upon him, and they said, what will this babbler have to say? And some said, he seems to be a preacher of foreign gods because he was preaching to them the gospel of Jesus Christ and the resurrection. Well, what do you know about that? Here, coming right to the center of religion in the world at that time, right to the seat of the Satanistic religions of that age, Zeus and Diana and Athena, and the oracles of Delphi. Now you can even see on the History Channel some reproductions of this and see what they were doing. And they even had mechanisms to make the temple doors seem to open by themselves. And they even had special drinks that they would drink which had narcotics in them. And so when the worshipers would come in, they even had it so that they could hear the thunder of Zeus. And what it was a big ball rolling down a wooden trough. And the people were all mesmerized, and they thought that this was God. And so Paul was there, and he was teaching them the gospel, and he was preaching the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, they were astounded at this. They didn't know what to do. And so what they did, they took him and brought him to Mars Hill, saying, may we know what this new teaching is that is spoken by you? For you are bringing certain strange things to our ears, so then we desire to know what these things mean. And as we'll see in the next segment, that's when Paul began preaching the gospel to them, beginning where they were. And just like today, that was the universal religion of their day. Another resurrection of the Babylonian mystery religions now centered in Greece, then later centered in Rome, which then gave rise to the false Christianity of Catholicism. Now, if you don't know your history, and if you don't know these things, you're going to say that what I'm speaking here is very preposterous. But it's not. That's why you need the book, The Two Babylons, by Alexander Hislop. Download it. Read it. You will be flabbergasted at how the Christianity of this world has been so absolutely deceived. Well, I hope you take up the challenge. Be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org, and download all the material that I have mentioned to you. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Coulter saying so long, until next time.